Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website. That's waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show in Cleveland, Ohio on December 8th. Hey, Cleveland.
They're going to remember you.
We, Cleveland, are your consolation prize. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Andrew Mitchell from Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York, finally a place I've heard of. What do you do there in beautiful Buffalo?
I work for a Tim Hortons franchise.
Tim Hortons?
Yes.
Now, Tim Hortons, of course, is the Canadian donut chain. Last decade, they've been trying to come into America. What makes Tim Hortons special?
Just incredible coffee, 100% Arabica beans, and great donuts, bagels, and other baked goods.
Mr. Horton is holding a gun to your head right now. Well, welcome to the show, Andrew. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a big winner. Are you ready to play?
I am, sir.
Here we go. Here's your first limerick.
Those blue pills just get in the way. Do it wrong, and they wreck the whole day. With his handy inhaler, there's less chance of failure. Yes, Viagra now comes in a...
A pill?
Medically, you're correct, but it does not rhyme with day and way.
Oh, wait, it comes in a spray.
Yes, a spray. Forget about swallowing little blue pills. Now you can just spray a Viagra equivalent in your mouth. You'll know it's working when you can't close your mouth because your tongue is starting to get excited.
Hey, thanks for losing the nothing.
Is it a breath spray? I thought it was a nasal spray when he said spray.
No, it's apparently scientists in Taiwan, they say it's a breath spray, and it has the same effect as Viagra, but unlike Viagra, it works in seconds, which is great news for men with ED, as Bob Dole called it, and the woman who loved them. The only problem is the spray only comes in sour cream and onion flavor for some reason.
And if you have allergies and you say, like, all of a sudden you think you've got your inhaler and you go...
I don't know. It's terrible, though. You grab the wrong inhaler, the next thing you know, you're flying back from the table. Yeah. It's like, whoa.
I have a friend who actually did think he was taking a sleeping pill and took a Viagra.
Really?
He did not fall asleep. That is the end of, that's the short version of that story.
Here is your next limerick.
The voices say that I'm not wanted, but the rent's low, so I'm undaunted. Since I'm saying the most when my roommate's a ghost, I have an app that finds homes that are...
Haunted.
Yes, haunted. Yes. Very good. Spacious.hk is a new real estate site for young people looking to buy cheap homes in Hong Kong. Unlike other sites, all the homes on Spacious are for sale because the previous owner recently died. It's like Zillow for goths. And the reason this is important is because in Chinese culture, places where people who died are very unlucky. People don't want them. So it's a way to find quickly cheap housing. And not only does it list the building and the neighborhood and the price, it lists the cause of death. While that may seem gruesome, it's actually a great selling point. If the prior owner died of great schools and overdose of natural light and newly refinished wood floors.
It would actually be great if you moved into a place where, like, a very efficient housekeeper died here, and she's not done with her business.
Here, Andrew, is your last limerick.
Okay.
The bomb-sensing tool won't get skittish. It sounds just as made up as Quidditch. As security screen, use our dark leafy green, for explosives are sensed by our...
Wow.
It's a hard one.
It is
know,
indeed.
I know.
Leafy green lettuce?
Yes, a kind of leafy green, but one that rhymes with skittish.
I'm sorry, that was nerves. It's spinach.
Of course it's spinach, yes. And it was nerves. I know how it gets. Spinach! Researchers at MIT have engineered a new kind of spinach that wilts in the presence of explosives. This will be a huge benefit to areas that have, landmine fields, and will cause a lot of false alarms where people are bad at growing spinach. The spinach is grown with special fluorescent nanoparticles in its leaves that react to the presence of explosives in the groundwater. Once detected, the leaves wilt. It's a great way to find out if your garden has landmines. Go out there, dig a lot of holes, plant spinach, remember to hoe and weed regularly, and if 3 months later your spinach wilts, you know there were mines. Bill, how did Andrew do in our quiz?
With a little help from Popeye, Andrew got them all right.
Well done, Andrew. Congratulations. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you very much.